Right, well, joining me now is FC Halifax Town fan Billy Painter. And Billy, we are so near now to Wembley, to facing Grimsby Town in the FA Trophy final. I suppose the first question has to be, how are the nerves?
Well, it's a very exciting time, Tom. I wouldn't say nervous at this stage. It's going to be a very proud day, a very emotional day, but overall a very great day for the town of Halifax and the team Halifax Town as well. And to go to Wembley for the first time in 105 years really will be a spectacular occasion, one that I'm really looking forward to as a young fan, and I'm sure those fans who are a few years older than me, an even bigger day for them. It's just going to be a tremendous occasion, and with a huge amount of support from Halifax there, it's really going to add to that.
And I was going to say, it must be such a proud day for the club to be going to Wembley. That really, the whole process of travelling down from Halifax, having the day there, and, you know, whatever happens against Grimsby, it will be a fact that it will go in the record books that FC Halifax Town played at the new Wembley.
Absolutely. I think any football fan, their dream is to go and watch their team walk out at Wembley. Whether they win or lose, it's just that fact. They've played at Wembley. They've represented that team and that town. And as I say, it's the first time we've been there. And for a team of Halifax Town stature, well, a now Conference North club, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later, for a Conference club to be walking out at Wembley in front of a much bigger crowd than usual at the National Stadium, it will be a very proud moment. And I'm sure there'll be a huge sense of pride from all those who go down to support us.
And while the club are going down to Wembley, it seems only fitting that a Wembley song is produced. And I've got to say, I've had a listen to it. I'm a big fan of it. Just, you know, looking at it, it does mean so much to the club. And this song highlights it, doesn't it?
It certainly does. The song itself is fantastic. To have a song so well written, so well sung, and so well put together by a group of very passionate, very hardened Halifax Town fans really does add to that journey and the experience. And Simon Conway has really done a tremendous job. He's written the song himself, written the music, organised all the backing singers, and it's really come together. And this is more or less been overnight as well. It was a very quickly done job. But when you listen to that track and you watch the video up on YouTube, it doesn't seem that way at all. It's of the highest quality, and it's not just for this Wembley journey that fans of Halifax Town will be listening to this. It really will be for years to come, and there's a lot of longevity in that track, I feel.
I was going to mention that as well. This is not just a case of we're going to Wembley, here's a quick song about it. It really does go through the history of the club and just why the team means so much to the fans.
Exactly. The thing you get with a side like FC Halifax Town is these are hardened fans. These are fans who have stuck with the team through thick and thin, through the reform, through the days of relegation, but also through the good times as well. The good, of course, going to Wembley is probably the pinnacle so far in a very long history for Halifax Town. And as you say, when you read through those lyrics and read through a bit of the history there and some of the stories told within that three minute song, it really is a nice way to encapsulate what's been a very colourful past for the club.
And it's fantastic to see that this song has gained so many listens so far. People, you know, I know there's a lot of FC Halifax Town fans who have listened to this, but it's also a case of fans of other clubs and, you know, from the Premier League clubs right the way down are all listening to this song and really learning about the club as well.
Yeah, the way the song has been received, certainly on the internet, once that video went up on YouTube last week, It's been fascinating to see it grow. Really, we've had interest from all over the country, as you quite correctly say there, from other fans, from other clubs, lots of different radio stations, TV stations, and lots of local press as well. We've got shops in the town centre stocking it. We've got Harveys of Halifax stocking the CD, the local pub to the ground, the Three Pigeons stocking that CD, and of course the club shop as well. It's been great to have their support, and most importantly, the support of the club as well. They've really got behind it and really helped us publicise the track and get it out there, not just to the fans of Halifax Town, but to the greater footballing world. We've already sold well over 100 CDs, and at the last time of checking, we were just short of 5,000 hits on YouTube as well. So, not bad at all for a part-time football club in West Yorkshire.
It is absolutely brilliant. Now, Billy, I don't want to talk about this, but I feel like I have got to mention just how the season ended in the National League, because obviously it would have been the dream scenario, really, if FC Halifax Town had stayed up and then went to Wembley and won it. But unfortunately, on the last day, results didn't go Halifax's way, and it's now relegation back down to the National League North. I mean, does that put a dampener on everything, or is it now just trying to forget about that for the day and you can just really enjoy being at Wembley?
Well, I can't lie, Tom. It was a very devastating day for myself and all those fans who travel the country watching the team. But unfortunately, that's football and these things happen. There's winners, there's losers. And unfortunately, this season didn't quite pan out as anticipated when the season kicked off. It was a terrible way to go down on the last day. Heartbreaking for those in attendance and heartbreaking for those following around the country who couldn't make it to the game. But the season wasn't won or lost on that the outcome of that game. The fact was, last season, we were not consistent enough throughout the entirety of it. We had a brilliant cup run getting to Wembley, but maybe at times we took our eyes off the real prize, and that was staying in the Vanarama National League. But as I say, some days are good, some days are bad, and unfortunately, we were spending the next season at least in the Conference North, and that's something we've got to live with. I must say, though, putting this track together and singing it with some of the lads 3 or 4 days after the relegation, it brought a lot more smiles back on faces. It's not all been doom and gloom this season, yes. In the league, it's been slightly negative and probably one to forget. But for now, it's just a case of looking to Wembley, enjoying that day out, because it may never come round again. And it's making the most of a bad situation, but also a very positive way to end the 2016 season.
And I was going to mention that, you know, there are teams who are in the Football League, there are teams who, you know, have fantastic history, and yet there's an obvious, you know, part of their history missing, and that is the fact they've never been to Wembley. I think, you know, in terms of the new Wembley as well, I'm trying to think of some teams right now, maybe, you know, the likes of Newcastle United that haven't been to the new Wembley to play, and yet FC Halifax Town, you know, you're going to have your day there. It is just a marvellous achievement.
It certainly is, and that's what every fan and every football player wants to achieve in their career, I believe. To play at the National Stadium, it really does not get any bigger than that. And I'm sure in just a few days' time now, when we walk out there on Sunday the 22nd, it'll just be a fantastic moment. And until I'm stood there in the crowd at Wembley, I don't think I'll be able to describe it. I've been there many, many times as a fan, many times in a working capacity. But when it's your team there and your fans are backing them, you're wearing the team colours, it'll be a very special moment and one that I'm sure will live long in the memory.
And Billy, then, final question. It has to be the score prediction. Grimsby Town, obviously, they've had their joy of gaining promotion. You know, obviously, that was their big aim for the start of the season. FC Halifax Town, this will be a fantastic achievement if the side can get the job done on the day. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I just hope, for starters, it doesn't go down to penalties. The quarter-final match at Gateshead, when it went down to penalties on a cold Tuesday night, wet and windy, when it went down to penalties, and it was terrible to watch. It wasn't good for the nerves at all, and I'm sure it took many years off my life and many years off the other fans there that made the journey up. But I do expect it to be a very exciting game. Grimsby are the second highest scorers in the National League this season. They're a full-time side. They've got quality all over the pitch. And with Omar Bogle and Padraig Aymond up front, there's a real threat there. But as you say, Halifax Town have had 2 or 3 weeks off now. They've had a lot of preparation time. And, you know, for them, they've done the hard bit. They've got to Wembley, and going in as the underdogs, I feel the pressure will be off slightly. But as we've already said, Wembley might not come around again for Halifax Town or these players. So I really do expect them to, you know, pull all the strings and give out a positive performance. So in terms of a score prediction, as I say, I think there'll be a lot of goals in this one, but I think Halifax will edge it 3-2.